You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Let's get to the injury report, brought to you by Capilano Rehab Center. Capilano Sports Physio, helping you say goodbye to muscle and joint pain. Brent Cassin, physio. I can call you Dr. Cassin if I like, even though that's not official.
That may
or not.
Maybe illegal in the province of Alberta, but that's all right. You know,
sure. Hey, nothing wrong with
rug,
the
rug doctors and bug doctors sure. to take off the stuff, you know, off the front of your grill sure. or the truck. So that's all good, and it's a fabulous Friday. You know, it's that. There's that thing. Did you see that thing again today?
That sun, yes, I
that,
saw
that
it.
That thing, yes.
Two days
that
in a row.
Golden, it's golden yellow thing, and it's
like
got some
ticket.
Warmth.
Oh, I love it.
It's just awesome. So a fabulous Friday. And you were asking me, it was such a good question before we got on, is how on earth did Dumbo Joe play?
Yeah, because you've treated a lot of pro athletes, football, hockey directly. And so to tear your ACL and your MCL, like, walk us through that process, how he was able to play in the National Hockey League playoffs.
Well, first, one of the hard things is we may not know the extent of the injury, because with knee injuries and, let's say, ACL, MCL strains, there's a categorization, a grade one, a grade two, a grade three. So a grade one, you kind of got a little strain, no visible tear. Grade two, you might, if we would open it up and look at it, or an arthroscopic device was put in, you could maybe see a tear. And then a grade three is the tire's blown out.
So because he had surgery right after. They said he had. Yeah,
so we don't know. Likely, it sounds like he blew the tires on both. He had grade threes. So obviously, we have to step back. And when you look at a situation like that, 37-year-old, but he's got a 22-year-old parts on that body of his. That's one of the things. Like a lot of your pro athletes, you don't realize how well trained these guys are, what great shape they're in, how, you know, their hams, quads balance, it's in balance. These guys are lean, mean, killing machines. They're phenomenal. They're elite athletes. So that's sometimes there's a difference between a regular person, a regular athlete, and these guys.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so that's one thing to look at in his particular situation without knowing the details. Obviously, they had some very effective pain management strategies going on. So that could be, the physiotherapy, their athletic therapy, keeping the swelling down.
Can you freeze a knee?
Well, that would be a pharmacological, a medical intervention. It's possibly they had some of that going on. I don't know. It's possible that was going on. An important part would have been the bracing. And the bracing, like a lot of technology, treatment technologies, has gotten more and more sophisticated. I think I recollect he had a type of brace on, don't know what kind, but they're getting more advanced.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw his brace.
And that helped him, but my personal opinion watching him play was I don't think, and he would admit, he obviously wasn't at 100%. There are certain things you could see he could do, and he had some directional turns that were easier than others, I think, to compensate for his particular situation. And no medical professional, health professional, primary health provider would be advocating, doing that, playing in your rec league with two complete tears and that you keep going. So he had those things going for him. And in that instance, he would have, was probably getting two, three times a daily treatment, his team physiotherapist, et cetera, to keep things going. So he would likely be getting, with that injury, some interferential stimulation. That's one for the pain and swelling. That thing would be going. It enhances your body's self-repair. He likely was getting, could have been getting a class 4 laser application for acute, the acute pain, also to speed up the body's processing to get the anti-inflammatory kind of chemical globs out of that knee.
Okay.
Maybe some taping underneath the brace, depending on, again, the presentation of the injury. Because your knee's kind of got a hinge, right?
Yeah.
And then it's got a pivot. And then it's got side-to-side structural support. So your collateral, medial collateral, is the inside of your knee. It gives you that inside support. So if you're getting a force from the outside of your knee, it keeps it stable. the inside your cruciate ligaments, your ACL, your PCL, or your front to back movement, right, with a little torque predominantly. And so you get two of those three hurt, it's bad. And we don't know the other part they didn't talk about was his shock, his suspension system, which is your cartilage in your knee, your meniscus.
Okay.
We don't know if they trimmed some of that with, often if you get an MCL, ACL combo, likely he may have pinched, maybe done something to the cartilage. We don't know. They may have had to trim.
So let's say you have the damage in the cartilage. And I know, but my nephew just had every surgery to me is major in a sense, but
it is a major surgery.
Always can have something, but they basically just trimmed part of his meniscus.
Yes,
right. They trimmed a little bit
with an arthroscope.
Yes, right. And it was he was out for about a month total, right? And he felt way better. He was doing exercises basically right up to it, and then the day after, right away, and they're getting the mobility in the knee and stuff. But because a lot of it's pain threshold, really, because it becomes it almost fragments, and then it's rubbing all the time. So your meniscus, how important is those tendons just to the? Is it more structural balance that they do for the knee?
Well, it's all those. Yeah, it's like I think of your cartilage as like a shock absorber. Your meniscus is kind of like a stabilizer base, or your ligaments are like a stabilizer, along with your quads and your hamstring muscles. Both of those, all those structures contribute to your knee feeling stable and allowing you to do all the crazy kinds of sports things that you want to do, whether that's skating, running, going up extreme mountain biking, any of those type of sports. You're going to need, you need a bend to flex to the end of range to extend fully, and then to allow for these pivot functions and various forces that can be applied to the knee, untoward forces. I know I had actually a torn cartilage about 5.5 years ago with mountain biking out near Radium Hot Springs, and I was coming down a uni track very fast, turned a corner, was going to go across this little bridge, and somebody had cut off a sign, and there was this sharp road sign there, would have blown a tire, and I had death on the right-hand side, this crevice, and I had a road, those concrete barriers they put on that side, so I chose to hit the barrier, and I thought it was going to peel me off and throw me onto the road, and I was humming along pretty good. Somehow I held it, but I felt my knee kind of a pop thing, and tore cartilage in that. So my management was opting not for arthroscopic surgery, and I went and I actually had radial shockwave for it. Four treatments. That's 3 years ago now.
Okay, so what radial shockwave, what's the benefit of that?
Well, the thing it's doing now, there all these research guys are excited about, is it's causing adult stem cells to migrate to the area of injury. So if you've got a cartilage, it comes off the bottom of the bone of the knee, and without going in invasively like with needles or anything, it gets these stem cells to try to give some bounce back and repair to the cartilage.
So is it almost like, because a lot of times,
and I couldn't do this, and you're just watching me now. I could not do that.
You couldn't squat.
I couldn't do that for 2 years after I tore it.
Really?
Couldn't run.
So, because we've got a lot of people texting saying, yeah, I've had surgery and I haven't come back to the same range of motion. So radio shockwave is something you'd recommend?
Yeah. Yeah, and if
because you just did a squat right in front of me. Nice.
Yes.
Pretty deep,
and
actually.
Yeah, full deep squat. I could not do that. And if people check, go on to probably in our Kaplan Rehab Google reviews, there's a former BC Lion player talked about his journey with two ACL, like massive blowouts.
Yeah.
And his recovery that involved a few things, not just the shockwave. But that's a newer, 3 years, let's say, a newer approach to managing some of these meniscal injuries and certain presentations of cruciate ligament injuries. But it always depends, because there's, I think we listed a whole bunch of structures in there, plus your kneecap. Throw that in, you've got all these structures, and then the way this hinge and pivot works, and it's got to be obviously assessed. But there's more things now, more ways to treat these knee injuries, or if you've had a meniscectomy, an arthroscopic surgery done 10 years ago, and it's just coming back, it's not right. There's ways to deal with that now that would be...
You shouldn't just deal with the pain, right? If you still have pain, you should go talk to somebody.
You
got
to talk to somebody, because you know you can try to live on the, you know, the Advils and the ibuprofens, but then your stomach starts reacting, and that's not a way to live your life. And there's more things that can be done now. There's better training now that can be done, more sports-specific training for things around the knee, and the prognosis is much, much better now than it's ever been.
Brent Cassin from Capilano Rehab Center joins us. We got a lot of text. Does it work on ankles, shockwave, similar to your knee?
It depends where you're doing it. There's now a protocol for some of these on the outside of your ankle. You can get some scar tissue on a high type of a high ankle sprain, let's call it that, that is newer, and it seems to be doing pretty good. I just did a checkup on about a 37-year-old active, actually soccer player. I think by day he's a chartered accountant. By you know, in the evenings he's a
Weekend warrior soccer guy.
Well, actually, a pretty good soccer player, and that's really, really helped him. He was struggling with that for about the last 3 or 4 years, and it kind of got this thick, swelling, fibrous tissue down where he was able to play and not have it swell up and have the pain. And in his case, too, it might be a shock wave, and we might have incorporated a K-laser, too, which is also newer treatment technology to activate deeper inside the tissue than what the conventional technology has been for a lot of years.
So now for shockwave, because people say, like, do you have to do shockwave for the rest of your life, or for it to work properly, should it be 4, 6, 8 treatments? It shouldn't be something you have to do every week, should it?
No. And it depends on the problem. It was, designed probably 11 or 12 years ago for chronic tendinopathy problems. So that's type of tendinitis, and that was its epigenesis where it started. The knee was the second joint, actually, that they've looked into helping inside the joint or intra-articularly. But some of the chronic tendinitis is, let's say you get them treated. Like in my knee, I had it.
Like
a
knee, four, elbow, I would
I had mine 4. I've been good. They told me for mine, inside the knee, 18 months to 2 years. I'm now 3 years and a bit. And it's still good.
Yeah.
And here's a comparison. One of my colleagues, she had hers trimmed. She hurt hers around the same time.
Right.
She wishes she wouldn't have. She would have done the shockwave. My knee's doing better than hers with the intervention, with having the arthroscopic.
You'd recommend for people who have had injury maybe try the shockwave first?
Well, you
surgery?
Have to get it examined, because it depends on the presentation and a lot of factors. But that's an option there, especially, you know, what do you do if you've had the surgery and it's still bugging you? See, that's the ones that I'm seeing, you know, every week I'm seeing that nowadays. And some of these, I would say realistically, if you would put a broad number on that, you probably can help between about, 65 to 75% of those, which is really good for some of these problem childs, right? That have just been there for.
And how long is a treatment for shockwave?
It's about a 15-minute treatment, and you need at least 3, and then you go from there. Usually, by thumb, it's 3 to 7, maybe 4 to 8, depending on if there's internal scar tissue,
okay,
etc. Because nowadays, the MRIs are there, the ultrasonics are there to help with your clinical examination, your diagnosis.
And what's 466-1104 the number to call?
That's right. And there's if it's a knee thing and they're looking at shockwave, the radio shockwave, they can get a complimentary screen exam. Makes it pretty easy. There's no obligation. There's no high pressure sales. We check in.
So just check in and see if you qualify for it or not. And, elbows, knees.
Elbows, knees, hips.
Elbows, knees.
Pick a joint. Shoulders
knees and toes.
Now. Shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, shoulders.
This time of year, guys,
sure,
with slow pitch coming
the,
up.
The slow pitch weekend Warriors get out their first game. They're like Struds. They think they can throw it from the outfield to second base. And of course, it bounces
or
six
outfield
times
to home plate.
Yeah, well, that's, trust me.
That's right.
If you could get it to second base, you'd be excited over that one. Brent, great stuff, man. Really in-depth. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy this fabulous Friday, and have a great weekend.